Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is a Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Lance Storm is going to be joining us in the next segment of the show. And we got a lot to get into, including Raw last night, the Raw go-home show for Money in the Bank. It is a wild... I did the math for this coming weekend, and between yesterday and the end of the night Saturday, if you talk about WWE shows, AEW shows, and TNA shows, we're at almost 24 hours of wrestling between Monday night and Saturday night. So I wasn't counting. I didn't even count Sunday. I don't know what's on Sunday, but there's got to be something, I'm sure. That's not counting UFC either. If you add in UFC, there's even more. So there's a lot. There's 2 hours of NXT tonight. There are 4 hours of AEW tomorrow. 2 hours of Impact Thursday, and against all odds, probably 3 hour show on Friday. SmackDown, 3 hours on Friday. Worlds Collide and Money in the Bank, both on Saturday. And man, there's going to be a lot. But we'll get into all of that, plus all of the news. We got breaking news after the break. I'm not making it up either. Breaking news coming up after the break. And plenty of other news to get into as well, including ratings, update on Daisuke Sekimoto, Jim Ross, another WWE departure, probably with more to come, and plenty more. If you want to text Lance and I today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline, gmail.com, F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Hey, I got nothing to do this week if you want a Cameo, clearly. F4WOnline on Cameo, $10. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Michael Booble here says, let's bombard him with discounted cameos. Do it! You know how much material I got with Michael Booble alone? I could go hours.
That'll teach you. Let's give you lots of customers.
Yeah, F4W Online on Cameo. $10, dude. What could be more fun than that? There's actually not much more fun than that. But anyway, we got to start with breaking news today, actually. So I think most people are aware this is likely, but WWE is likely doing WrestleMania in Vegas next year. They were originally going to be doing New Orleans. And for reasons that we can all speculate about, it came out last week from New Orleans, in fact, that WrestleMania was not going to be in New Orleans this coming year. And as I'm sure you're all well aware listening to this, there were several rumored locations. One was Saudi Arabia, one was Mexico, one was London. And as it turns out, later in the day we find out that the front runner was Vegas, Las Vegas. And of course there were a lot of questions. Why didn't they get the Vegas deal done before it came out that New Orleans was not getting WrestleMania? And for those of you that happen to be conspiracy theorists, well, a lot of people got to thinking maybe New Orleans wasn't happy, and they leaked it before the deal was done. But one way or the other, it came out that they are not in New Orleans. And as of today, they're still not confirmed for anywhere. But this morning, they cleared several hurdles that were in the way of WWE going to WrestleMania. Vegas is apparently making a lot of concessions to clear the way for WrestleMania in Vegas. And I was told that as of today, it is almost a done deal. So one of the issues, there were a couple of issues. One of them was an issue with the stadium. This is not going to be in the Sphere. It's looking like it would be in the stadium. And apparently there was a concert, an unannounced concert. It has not been announced yet. But the concert was close enough to the planned date of WrestleMania that there was not going to be enough time to set up. And the concert was unwilling to move. And then apparently there was an issue with, I guess, the convention center, which is where, they were going to do like all of their whatever it's called now. But I guess there were some issues with the convention center as well. And I'm not sure what hurdles were cleared, but several were this morning. So it's looking like probably very, very shortly we're going to get the news that next year's WrestleMania is officially in Las Vegas, Nevada. So that's the update on WrestleMania. Vegas again. I'm fine with that. It's nice and warm. It was actually very convenient. Like, you can literally walk from the Strip to the arena. It's like, it's an easy walk. You don't even have to take a cab, an Uber, or anything. Just walk there. So,
not like that time it was in Jersey where transit stopped.
God, I will not go. You know, I want to. I don't want to go on this big rant again, okay? I don't want to go on this big rant again. But we have talked a lot of late about the length of the AEW pay-per-views. And, you know, the staunch AEW defenders will hear nothing related to having shorter shows. But I did hear from fans who told me that there are cities that pay-per-views have run in where they left early because of issues with public transportation. And that's something obviously that drastically affected that one WrestleMania. It was like 2019 or whatever it was, New York, New Jersey, whatever. It's like, my God, the public transportation, you know, at some point they do shut things down and there was rain and everybody was trying to get cabs and Ubers and it was just an absolute disaster. So, you know, there are live crowds. You got to think of the people that are there. Got to think about kids that got school the next day. You got to think about people that go to work the next day. And let's make life easy. I initially did not like this WWE change where, like, the pay-per-views now start at 4 o'clock on the West Coast. So, like, if you got plans for Saturday, it's like, if you want to watch the show live, you got to come home at 3:30 if you want to watch this show. And you know, as it turned out, it's actually not easy to go back. You can start from beginning, but like Peacock it sucks. So like if you start from beginning but the show ends, it'll kick you off if you're not done watching the show. And then because they bundle the post-show press conference with the actual show, you can't even start the replay until Dwayne's done rambling for an hour at the post-show press conference. So, you know, you actually have to be home at 4 o'clock unless you're planning to watch it like the next day. But you know, after they've done this for a while, it really doesn't bother me. I'm much happier with the shows being done way earlier and, you know, being able to not have to go to bed at, you know, God only knows what time in the morning. So it's much more convenient. So there's that. Nothing?
Well, I get Netflix, so it's easier for me either way. But I do agree, earlier shows, it's just easier. I'm not a. I'm getting too old to stay up till midnight watching shows.
And hey, your TNA PLEs or pay per views, or I guess they are still on pay per view, and I guess they're PLEs. But regardless, they're only 3 hours long. You don't go 5 hours.
No, we try to keep it a hair under three if possible. Occasionally, we'll do 3:15, but we like to keep them tight.
We don't have the number yet, the quarter hours. Those will be the interesting numbers. But the Collision on Saturday, which aired very, very late at night after the NBA playoffs, 504,000 viewers and a 0.18, okay? Now, a couple things to keep in mind. The show started, if I recall correctly, at 11:30 Eastern. 11:30 Eastern. Ooh. And the main event, which is an Hechicero match, and Mescra Dorada, that ended at 1:30 a.m., okay? 1:30. So my guess is that this show probably opened at like 2.5 million viewers and then had about 100,000 viewers by the time the show ended. So we'll see. We'll get the quarter soon enough. But for a show that started at 11:30 and ended at 1:30, to do 504,000 viewers in a 0.18, at the end of the day, you know, that's just the number. You know, when you're selling advertising, the advertisers aren't going to ask, yeah, well, how'd the last quarter do? They just want to know how the show is done. And that's a great number. But that's going to be a fascinating, fascinating quarter hour, presumably decline, leading to 1:30 a.m.
Yeah, it's going to be a front-loaded show in viewers.
It's also going to be interesting to see what the ratings are for the Dynamite show tomorrow, because Fyter Fest is 4 hours long. They're not even like, you know, I thought maybe they'd say, you know, it's going to be 2 hours of Dynamite and 2 hours of Collision to kind of, you know, seemingly make it more palatable if it's like two shows back to back. Now they're just advertising it as a 4 hour AEW Fyter Fest, 4 hours long, which is long. That's a long time for a TV show. And I presume it's still starting at 8, which means it's going to end at midnight. And, yeah, 4 hours of AEW tomorrow. Which I guess if you're branding it as AEW Dynamite Fyter Fest, you know, that's probably better to just say it's a four-hour show than 2 hours of Dynamite and 2 hours of Collision. Because you've kind of branded Collision as, like, a B show. So we just have a four-hour A show tomorrow. Tony's calling it a free pay-per-view. Yeah. We got 7 matches announced. We'll go over those after the break and then talk the rest of the news here. So it's going to be a long one, everybody. We'll go through that, Impact, Lance can talk against all odds, and more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Lance Storm here. So tonight we got TNA, we got Truk Williams, Mike Santana for the TNA title. We got Miles Bourne, Charlie Dempsey in a rounds match, and Andre Chase, Uriah Connors, and Kale Dixon against Dark State. And the winner of Truk Williams and Santana is going to, against all odds on Friday, to face the Drifter.
Elijah.
Yes.
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 Big important match tonight. NXT, you said TNA.
That's just, well, I mean, it's NXT and TNA nowadays. They've merged, it seems.
Well, they overlap, shall we say.
I'm very surprised, Lance. I don't know if you have any insight. My guess is no. Very surprised they're already doing Truk Williams, Mike Santana. Like, this is quick.
It is.
I presume they're going to do some screwball finish, do that Elijah match, and then get back to Truk and Mike Santana. Or Mike's just going to win the title tonight, and Truk's going to the main roster. I mean, that seems very rushed. Like, you need him on the main roster, like, now? You can't just, like... I mean, we've seen a million times, like, someone's a champion in NXT, and they're also on the main roster. Julian Roxanne did that for 6 months, for crying out loud. So I don't know what's going on. We'll see. We'll see.
But yeah, I would imagine Truk's future will greatly affect what happens this evening. But I'm pulling for Mike Santana. I'm a big Mike Santana supporter, so.
Oh, I just got the collision. It was exactly what I thought here.
I think everybody thought that. It's not like you're a genius.
Although, interesting. This is from Brandon Thurston. So it actually only opened up at about a million. And which is actually pretty impressive because, of course, there was an immediate plunge. You know, they lost 300,000 viewers pretty much immediately. And then from there, they lost in the third quarter another 150,000, and then they lost, they basically, an hour in, they were down to 438,000, which actually is above average for collision, and they stayed above average all the way until the end. Actually, they stayed above average until 1:15 a.m., and from 1:15 to 1:43, they were just at their average. So that's actually pretty impressive.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, they had 273,000 viewers at 1:43 a.m. So the show held up exceedingly well. And it really wasn't just, I mean, the lead-in obviously helped. But they were above average for, you know, an hour and 45 minutes at that weird hour. So, yeah, I mean, it was either getting NBA fans to stick around or AEW fans were just like, I'm watching this show come hell or high water. I don't care what time it's on. So that's very impressive, actually. Very, very impressive for that. All right, where were we?
You were talking about NXT and the
yeah,
TNA
you got
title.
A lineup for TNA. You want to do it? Did you find
sure.
it?
Sure, I did find it. Against all odds, Friday in basically Phoenix. It's, I don't know, is it Temp? Is that how you pronounce it? Arizona. But yeah, we mentioned the winner of Truk Williams and Santana will face Elijah. Masha is defending the Knockouts title with Li Ying Li. It's always hard to pronounce Chinese names for me. Joe Hendry against Frankie Kazarian. Santino Marella versus Robert Stone, and the winner will become the unanimous or undisputed director of operations. The Nemesis
director of authority, Lance, get it straight.
Whatever. And the Nemesis defended the tag team titles against the Rascals, and Steve Macklin is defending the international title against Mance Warner.
You yell at me for how I say dates, but then you get the name, the title that Santino and Robert Stone are fighting over. You get that wrong, and that's just whatever. disgusting.
Well, Santino's gimmick is he gets names wrong, so I'm not 100% sure that what comes out of his mouth is accurate.
Well, his gimmick is he's an idiot, so that wouldn't mean you're an idiot. But yes, it is the TNA Director of Authority. Robert Stone, he's actually a good worker. They just they never do anything with this guy in NXT. He almost never talks, and when he does, he gets like a line. He never wrestles. You know, I haven't seen a Santino match. When's the last time? Has Santino wrestled in TNA?
Yeah, he does occasionally.
He does occasionally? Okay.
He was in a tag match like last week.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Should watch the show.
I didn't watch the show this week. And you know what?
Both of them were in a mixed tag match.
So I don't know about this week either. It's going to be rough. I'm going to try and watch as much as I can. But, dude, 24 hours in how in the world am I going to watch 24 hours of wrestling in 6 days? That's crazy.
And then do 12 hours of show.
Yeah, I got to do everything else, too. It's like impossible. But anyway, yeah, Santino's going to be wrestling against Robert Stone. So he wrestled on TV this past week?
Yes.
Golly, I need to go back. What was the match?
It was Santino and his daughter.
Oh, that's right.
Against Robert Stone and Alicia, or not Alicia Fox. Oops, wrong name. Victoria Crawford.
Oh, man, you're in trouble now, bro. Golly. Yep. It's almost like I need to get someone who works for TNA here on this show.
It's hard when you know them first under a different name.
It's true. All right, got updates on Jim Ross. He is back home, but sounds like he's having a rough time. He tweeted, made it home from the hospital but feeling rugged. Need to kick out, I'm trying. Dave said he is doing better. It's been a week. I mean, that's a rough surgery, especially when you're in your 70s. So hopefully he's feeling a lot better soon. He wants to make it to All Out, which is about 6 weeks away-ish. So we'll see if he can make it. But all the best to Jim Ross. And then we got an update on Daisuke Sekimoto, who had an injury. He took a swinging DDT and didn't get up. They stopped the match, took him home. They shared an update yesterday. It said it was determined he had suffered a low-grade cervical spinal injury, but is not experiencing paralysis or muscle weakness. In another 2 weeks, he'll have another evaluation, and they can decide about whether he's going to be able to, when he'll be able to return to the ring. I think they're presuming it'll be fine at some point. Damage to his neck bones from the front, cervical vertebrae were injured, traumatic cervical spine injury. No paralysis, no muscle weakness. The grade of the spinal injury is low, considered to be similar to a concussion. It is decided an additional examination will be conducted in 2 weeks to find out when he can return. No restrictions on daily life, and he can train as long as he does not put strain on his neck. So he's 44, but that's good news. That's good news.
Yeah, no kidding. Sounds serious, but obviously looking like he's in not too bad a shape. That's good.
We've got a couple of other news notes, and we'll get into Raw. Sarah Logan is gone. It's the former Valhalla with the Viking Raiders. And she wrote a very emotional statement on her social media. But in the end, she did say that she's got a lot of things that she's doing as Sarah Logan, and she's very interested in those things, and she's happy to continue pursuing that. So she has been wrestling since she was a teenager. So obviously when you've been doing something for that long, it's hard to step away. But she has been doing a lot of other things and is interesting in continuing that. Also, two children. Gave birth late last year. And so her contract has expired. R-Truth, Carlito. There were R-Truth chants on... Actually, I was told from people in the building, like, all night. We really only heard him in two matches. And it was only really obvious in one of them. There might have been some Carlito chants as well. You know, I had some people say maybe this is going to be that jump the shark moment where the fans all turn on. No, it's not. That's not what's going to happen here. But they did pay tribute to Truth. And I've been told that might be others as well. So this might not be the end with Valhalla being released. And I got to say one thing. So I don't want anyone to get cut. All right? I don't like people losing their jobs. I know people are going to make more of this than it is, but Miz has not been doing much lately. And on Friday, they did a segment. He had just gotten put together with Carmelo Hayes as a tag team. And they were teasing a breakup on Friday. Carmelo was just like, I don't need your help, and I got this. Just don't come out, and et cetera, et cetera. And this was right when they cut Truth and Carlito and now Sarah Logan. And I've been told there were others. And I bring up Miz not just because of that angle, but if you go to his Twitter, I mean, there are no mentions of WWE. I think it says like the most tweeted superstar or something. It does no longer says the most must see WWE superstar. He's removed all references really to WWE. It now says the most must read Twitter account of all time, and that's it. Now I was told that he is doing the new season of I guess it was American Gladiators or whatever, and so I know people are skeptical they would get rid of him now, but he did remove references to WWE from his social media, and I just think it would be a pretty lame thing to do to, like, you know, do that if you're not being released when everyone else has been released. So there might, where there's smoke, there could be fire. I will say that. But I guess we'll find out as the week goes on. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. Did you watch this Raw show?
I did. I've been watching it regularly, thanks to my new Tuesday spot on Observer Live.
Wow, what'd you think of this show?
It's the same as I thought the other ones. I think the things I liked most were the produced promo packages, where they had spliced in the videos and had edited promos from the talent. I thought they did a great job with the Stephanie Vaquer video into her entrance. I remember on a previous show with you, there was someone else that made their debut. Might even have been her in NXT, where it's like they just showed the screen and there was smoke, and it's like they didn't even really reveal who it was until they were already out there. And I thought it was flat because you didn't know who it was, where the presentation of her on Raw was great because she spoke, had the video package, and it cut right into her entrance, and you knew who you were about to see, and it felt like she was a big freaking deal.
You know, I watched this show, and I don't know if a half hour really makes that big a difference, but this show is so much easier to get through than SmackDown. I don't know if it's they got a bigger roster. I don't know what it is. Bigger stars? They don't have bigger stars. I mean, they got a split roster, and, you know, all the big stars are on SmackDown as well, but that half hour makes a big freaking difference.
I think, too, the fact that I assume you watch on delay like I do, the fact that Netflix edits out the commercials and you don't have to go to your remote and fast forward through it and feel like you're having to skip more stuff, the show flies by quicker because it just the screen goes black for 2 seconds and then the match continues.
Yeah, but my, I watch on the iPad on YouTube TV, and they have a very, very, very good fast forwarding and rewinding. Like, you don't even have to, some of them you have to like touch a screen and then you have to hit the plus 10 and then you got to wait for it to jump, and then you're sitting like an old person typing, you're like but on YouTube TV it's like anywhere on the screen on the right side, it's just like next segment. Like, I know, I like my brain knows how many times to tap it to go exactly 3.5 minutes, so that's not the issue. I mean, it's definitely just like the length of the show. I mean, I wish they were all 2 hours, but 2.5 is way easier to get through than 3 hour SmackDown.
Remember back in the day where everyone used to say 90 minutes was the perfect length?
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Well, you know, to be fair, you know, back in those days, they did have smaller rosters. Now the rosters are like gigantic. And so that's one of the problems with AEW is they don't have an official roster split. And since they have people that work both shows, it's like you got this enormous roster in 2 hours. Like, it's just not enough. I'm going to find out on Wednesday about 4 hours, but it's not like I want 2 4-hour AEW shows. That's too much. There's just like with Truth and Carlito, and I mean, if you're going to be bringing up new people and signing new people, there's other people that got to go. Just the way of the world. So we had a CM Punk promo and vowed to win the qualifier and the briefcase. Sami Zayn basically came out and said, you got to do it tonight. We can't have this Seth Rollins win the title. The show will be terrible. And they agreed that if CM Punk won, they were going to have a conversation at a different date because they both want to be the champion. Punk said he was looking forward to it.
Big fan of people declaring they want to be world champ.
Yeah, it's a very important thing for a lot of people on this show. We had a Roxanne meeting with Liv and Raquel. They want nothing to do with her. And then Liv had a meeting with Io and vowed to win Money in the Bank and go after her title. We had Liv, Stephanie, and Ivy Nile, Money in the Bank qualifier. And I thought this match, I thought the first part of the match before the break was kind of sloppy and they looked like they were lost half the time. But I thought it was a lot better in the second half. They kind of got on the same page. And Stephanie ended up getting the pin with her finish, which I really don't like that finish. It doesn't it's just like, it's just there. I mean,
it's an incredibly low impact finish.
Yeah, if it were like an over the shoulder rack into a backbreaker, at least you're falling from a height. It's like she lifts her up in a package and then puts her knee under. It's like there's no impact whatsoever. So I don't like the finish, and she's on the main roster now, so like now's your chance. Change the finish. But they still did it. So now Stephanie, and as we found out later, Chad Gable, they're both working double shots, like legit double shots. Not the double shots of 2025 where I work Friday and Saturday. Now you're doing two shots in one day, brother.
And well, we suspect Chad Gable's doing a double shot.
Yeah, they could put someone under that mask.
I was just happy that the women's three-way qualifier was the, I believe, the only clean finish on this show.
Well, yeah. They got
a
lot
of. Happy we got one of those.
We had Paul trying to convince AJ not to win tonight so Seth could win, and AJ was like, not happening, brother. Got a lot of tease for Sheamus versus Rusev, which I expect to be quite entertaining. Can't wait for that one.
That's a Vinny special.
Yeah, mean guy match.
He loves those.
Finn and JD versus the War Raiders with New Day doing commentary. Yeah, this did have a screwy finish. Roxanne jumped up on the apron, which allowed JD to post Ivar. Finn hit the coup de grace for the pin. And it's kind of, you know, it's one of those deals where the actual cheating was one guy in a tag match attacked another guy in a tag match. But they have this stupid secret rule where even though JD and Finn are both in the match with Ivar, because JD was not the legal man, if he would have thrown Ivar into the post and the ref saw him, that's supposed to be a DQ. The illegal man is not allowed to hit the legal man unless he's breaking up a pin. That's allowed. It's like, it's so ridiculous. So this was a screw job finish, even though what it was a guy attacked another guy in a tag match and cost him the match.
Roxanne did interfere and distract the man.
No, she distracted the ref. So the illegal man.
Ivar looked at her and was delayed on the top, allowing.
Well, yeah, that happened too. But
he was looking the wrong way and didn't see JD grab him by the beard and pull him face first into the post.
But we still had to distract the referee from JD posting him, which is just bizarre. So anyway, I really like this Ivar. I think he's awesome.
That secret rule that you keep talking about, it's always a fun conversation when the NXT people come to TNA and have a tag match, because someone in TNA will suggest a spot and they'll be like, coming to me with, are we allowed to do that? I'm like, yeah, that's not a rule here. We can do that. They're like, oh, okay.
It's ridiculous.
Yes, we don't
have
that.
It's like an old
rule.
Vince rule, that, and he's gone, but they still do it.
Mm-hmm.
We had Becky doing a heel promo, and then Stephanie did a promo, and then Lyra comes out. Lyra has improved dramatically on promos, to the point that I almost want to go back a year and watch some of her stuff in NXT, because, man, back then it was atrocious. It's probably even more atrocious now that she's better. So then Becky comes out, and they just kind of had a back and forth. I don't think we needed this. I mean, we had the big one last week. We announced the stipulation last week. I think this, you know, we could have just had a two-hour show here and not done this, but they did it. Plus, Becky already had a backstage promo. It's not like we needed a second promo. Penta vowed to win the Money in the Bank. Then Jay and Sammy faced Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker. So last week, the main event of Raw, they had a run-in finish. But I liked it because, you know, it furthered the thing with Finn Balor and Dom, and it furthered the thing with Jey Uso. I mean, it was like they tied together three storylines in the run-in, so I liked it. I didn't like this one. It was stupid. They're just in the aisle, and Seth comes out and stomps a dude. It was so stupid. I was like, if you were going to do that, why didn't you do it a minute into the match? Why did you make me suffer through this whole match and then run down and stomp the guy? It's not even like you tried to do it when the ref was. You just stomped him right in front of the ref for the DQ. So that sucked. And then everyone beat up all the baby faces, including Jay. So the storyline, as we'll get to here, is that Jay and Gunther are wrestling this coming Monday on Raw, and Jay is just getting beat up right and left because all he does is try to help other people, and he gets beat up, and he's also got a tag match this weekend. So they're strongly wanting you to think he's going to lose his title to Gunther on Monday. Yeah?
Well, it's just that, yeah, Sammy and Jay have been watching each other's backs, but Sammy doesn't have anything to lose where Jay does. So it'll be interesting to see when Jay and Sammy no longer see eye to eye.
Then we've got a segment with the Judgment Day where everyone's calling Finn on this whole deal with Roxanne, and Finn's just blown it off. Nope, there's no story here. Everything's fine. You'll get used to her. It's all good. And they don't trust him. Raquel and Kairi Sane. This was when we first got a... I think they were chanting actually for Carlito in this match. But they also did a What's Up chant for Truth. But Kairi got another win. 2 weeks in a row, Kairi's got a big win. So I wonder if they're setting her up for maybe the winner of Becky and Lyra.
I assume Sunday. More than anything, they're trying to make up for the inadvertent loss she had to take after Zoe hurt her leg.
Yeah, they did that last week.
Well, I'm giving her a couple to make up for the fact that they probably didn't want to beat her at all yet.
So we had interference from Liv and everything, and it failed. Crowd was very much in the last few minutes of this match. Karrion tried to talk Sammy to being a bad guy. Sammy said, I'm not a bad guy. Karrion said, maybe you're, I think you're wrong, but I might be right. We had Jay backstage. That's when Gunther basically gave him the speech. You're doing too much helping all these people. You're selfless in a selfish business, and it's going to cost you that title. But although he did say that the world title was very personal to him, so he appreciated all the effort that Jey Uso put into defending it. Nice of Gunther. He'll be a babyface someday. They actually were teasing going babyface with him like about a year ago now, and then plans change. AJ, CM Punk, and El Grande Americano in the Money in the Bank qualifier. This was where we got We Want Truth chance, but it's not like they hijacked the match because like 2 minutes later we had This Is Awesome and CM Punk chance and everything like that. So Punk goes for the GTS. He's completely out of position, has to do that wacky cartwheel to get in the right position to make a cover, gets yanked out of the ring by Braun and Bronson. Jay and Sammy, of course, run down. They get killed. AJ goes for the springboard. Bronson bonks into him. AJ then hits the springboard high cross on everybody outside. And then, like I was talking about this last night, I still haven't figured this out. Grande starts loading his mask. It's like way in the back. You can't even see it. He's just loading his mask. And Michael Cole notices it, and you can see that he's about to call attention to it, but then he just like goes silent. And so I thought, okay, well, they'll acknowledge it after it happens. Nope. He headbutted AJ out of midair. I don't think they ever mentioned the loaded headbutt. It was bizarre. And then they just moved on. So, I mean, quite frankly, you know, they did. Why do we even need to check for the loaded mask? The referee's checking before the match. And it's like, it's a no DQ match. He can load his match with a cement block if he wants to. But everybody beat everybody up afterwards. The heels stood tall. So it looks like they're kind of alternating. Babyface stand tall last week. Heels stand tall this week. But a heavy heat angle to end the show. And we'll get some thoughts from Lance after the break. Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So I was alerted to American Gladiators?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what Miz is doing? American Gladiators,
said.
Right?
That's what you said.
Well, the irony is that American Gladiators is taping in London.
Oh.
That takes place in a couple of weeks. So that would also explain doing the angle to split up him and Carmelo for now if he's going to be taping in London here for a while. So we shall see. But any other thoughts on Raw?
No, I wish there were a few more clean finishes, but on the whole, a good show building the Money in the Bank.
All right. Tonight, I think we went over what we have for NXT tonight. But Fyter Fest, should mention that before we go, 7 matches. Hopefully they announce more because that's a lot of time. Kenny Omega, Mascara Dorada, Claudio, and Brody King for the international title in a 4-way. John Moxley, Mark Briscoe in a father fight. We'll see whose dad can beat up whose dad. FTR versus Atlantis Jr. and Templario. Tony Storm and Mina Shirakawa versus Sky Blue and Julia Hart with Mercedes on commentary. Roosh, Dralistico and the Beast Mortos versus Commander Kevin Knight and Mike Bailey. Tekla's in-ring debut and the Hurt Syndicate. Will speak. So that's the lineup for Fyter Fest on June 4th. And tonight it is the Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean show. And if you would like to follow along, we are watching Mid-South Wrestling tonight. Season 6, episode 26. And we'll be talking to Granny. So that's coming up tonight for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com, as well as Apple, Spotify, YouTube. You can find those at f4wonline.com/Apple, f4wonline.com/Spotify, f4wonline.com/YouTube. Easy to find. So check those out. Or the main site at f4wonline.com. So Lance, thanks as always. callers and listeners. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.